You're listening to SBS News.
Sydney woman Zulfia Irk knows she is safe, but worrying about her siblings is keeping her up at night.
My own siblings, brothers, were taken away the camp, all of them, five of them. I have a lot of issues because of the anxiety. And I always struggle with this helplessness, and I feel guilty.
Miss Irk is one of the many Uyghurs demanding answers about the fate of her family. Uyghurs are a Turkic ethnic minority who primarily practice Islam. The Chinese government says the camps in China's northwest are simply training centres for Uyghurs to learn Mandarin and new skills. Shohrat Zakir, the chairman of the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, says foreign media has made up lies about the camps.
The education training centres are not like some media outlets say, that they abuse students or that they restrict freedom. Some voices say Xinjiang has some concentration camps or whatever, re-education camps and so on. These comments are pure fabrications made up by some people and moreover are absurd.
Mr. Zakir is also of Uyghur heritage and says there have been no violent attacks recently in Xinjiang because of the Chinese Communist Party's anti-terror measures. Mr. Zakir says one day, when society doesn't need them anymore, the training centres will close. But for Miss Irk, that raises even more questions.
What does it mean? I really don't understand what the Chinese government's expectations or criteria.
Xinjiang in China's northwest is home to millions of Uyghurs and other Turkic ethnic minorities. Mr. Kerr's media briefing was the first time foreign media have been permitted to ask questions about the situation in Xinjiang. Many Uyghurs around the world have shared photos of their missing relatives, and the United Nations says around 1 million of them are trapped in internment camps. And even though there are reports 17 Australians are among them, Australia's Foreign Affairs Department has not been permitted to visit Xinjiang since 2016. The lack of access leaves many families desperately seeking information, including Ms. Irk.
My brothers and grandchildren, age 1 and 3. We don't know where about them because both parents were taken away to the concentration camp. And where, which camp, we don't know.
And it's still unclear when they will get answers. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.